Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Project Independence and You. My co-host today is David Linden, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Keith Crocker in reference to, well, all over. It's Cinematic Entertainment, or excuse me, Cinematic Seminars is your company, but we're all over the... I don't know what the expression is even, with the movies and the, where we're going with film and what has come on. But I have a question, and we'll go. Actually, you're going to finish up what David said.
I was just going to say that,
yeah,
you know, Mr. Linden had brought up the concept of, does any of this get political and can get a little heated? And I've had that happen on a couple of occasions. There was one seminar I offer regarding the Red Scare. Oh. And what happened was, what I tried to explain in that seminar is that Hollywood really kind of stepped in, I want to say they want to stepped in it,
right,
by overdoing a lot of the propaganda films during World War II, which clearly, some of them clearly seem pro-communist. There's no
Russia
question.
Russia was our ally.
Because Russia was the ally, and a couple of the filmmakers went overboard trying to make it look like, wow, this is a really great place. And two films, Mission to Moscow and Song of Russia, which were cited during the trials, clearly they have one of the films, The Mission to Moscow, has the gall to make Joe Stalin look like Bing Crosby. They have him smoking a pipe like he's this great intellectual and he's like this really nice guy. And I said to myself when I saw Mission to Moscow, I was like, you know, not for nothing, but these people, they dragged it on their heels. It's sort of like, oh my God, now it's going to blow up in your face.
What's the other one? Mission to Moscow?
Moscow and Song of Russia.
Song of Russia.
And they were cited. They were cited. Those were two films among many that was cited as being very pro, and they were. They were. It was going too far in the other direction. Oh, what a nice guy, this Stalin, and he was not
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. He was far from uncle. He was far from anyone's uncle. I'll tell you that right now. And that type of stuff, I think, needs to be discussed. I know some people get mad, and I'm like, well, you know what? It needs to be discussed because it was a mistake. You stepped too far into it. There was, you know, it's one thing to get along with whoever you have to get along with at that time to win the war, but later on, you look at these. And you're like, wow, these were not the best ideas.
Right.
That engendered the Blacklist, the Hollywood 10.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
What's the Hollywood 10? I don't even know.
There were 10 writers, I believe they were all writers,
correct,
who refused to testify before a congressional committee.
Okay.
And they were barred, but many of them continued working under other names.
Under pseudonyms.
Go see the Front, Woody Allen's movie, The Front.
Correct.
He fronts for a blacklisted writer,
who in that case was Zero Mostel played that role, right? Zero Mostel was the writer he was fronting for? I know he was
in
the film.
Dalton Trumbo?
Right. Oh, well, Dalton Trumbo is an example of the real life. In the front, Woody Allen creates a drama around the whole thing. Dalton Trumbo was one of the writers that was blacklisted.
Yes.
The film director, Edward Dimitrik, was also.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, recently, about 2 months ago, I saw Charlie Chaplin,
the
biography or something of him, which put some of that in. I mean, he wasn't a communist, and
no,
the way that came across, he was a very dedicated and devout supporter of democracy in America. But they actually wound up putting him out of the country.
Yeah, his thing
what's his name?
Women.
Yeah, what was his name? Hoover.
Yeah, Hoover. And this gentleman is correct. Again, it had a lot to do more with his sexual behavior.
Yeah.
Really? That didn't come across. Okay.
Yeah, it had a lot more to do with that and the fact that he never became a citizen here. That was, he held off on doing that, and that angered a lot of people. So
probably wanted a knighthood.
Yeah, right. That's what I think he was hoping for, right?
Yes.
So, you know, there are other reasons why people got blacklisted. It didn't just have to do with communism. And with him, it was, again, an outward sexual behavior that was being reported on in the gossip magazines. That was really what did it. And, so there were other reasons. The only thing they kind of caught him on was in one of his short comedies, he's kicking a police officer in the rear end, and they viewed that as an attack on authority. So that's it was like a very flimsy thing that they hooked on him with that, but it had more to do with his behavior than anything else.
Yeah, married Una O'Neill, I remember.
Correct. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he had 8 children with her.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, big family. Big family. So.
Yeah, no, it was. It didn't come across that much, I mean, about his womanizing in the movie, but it was interesting in how He took a boat over to England. I think it was going to England.
Yeah, I never.
And literally, when he got on the boat, there was a thing. He was not allowed in the country. They had to get him off, and they were waiting for him to leave the island.
Right, exactly.
The island happened to be New York. So as he did, he was out of the country for the next 20
absolutely.
Years.
He had lived in Switzerland.
Switzerland.
It was ultimately Switzerland. He was from England, but he ended up in Switzerland. That's where he died. And I don't know if anyone actually remembers this, but his body was stolen by grave robbers and held for ransom. And the ransom was not paid, and they did return the body. I actually remember when that happened. If I'm not mistaken, it was late 70s.
Your hostage starts smelling.
Then you just give it back.
No, it's amazing. But some of the stories about the communists or the communism fear at that particular point in time in Hollywood, it was amazing.
It was a very big thing. There were people who were ostracized by their peers because they testified.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to remember a famous...
Kazan.
That's right. Elie Kazan.
And meanwhile, Kazan was one of the most... He was responsible for some of the best films as far as, exposing corruption or as far as films that would be dedicated to...
That's
the
Eli,
90s.
Right? Eli Kazan?
Yeah,
Eli.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He was the one who caught a lot of flack for testifying, but he also didn't really recant on that. He did happen to say that he felt there were a lot of communists. I think the big question was, were they a threat? That's really what this...
Were they a threat from the PR they could put through the movies?
How much of a threat were they? And I think that that's really the issue that needs to be debated more so than anything else.
Yes.
You know?
Right, okay.
I agree. In the 30s, communism was popular.
Yes,
it was. There was a depression in this country.
Yeah.
People were hungry. This communist sounds good.
Right, exactly. Sure, it sounded good, and a lot of the people at that time could promote it and push it. You know, it was something to do at that time, you know. That's very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Just going back, Keith, you do these seminars.
Correct.
And these seminars.
I do almost consider it a performance art.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
I got a glowing review from one of the librarians one time. She sent me an email. And the way she described the way I did the program, she talks about me lifting the audience, putting them back down, lifting them back up again, building to a crescendo.
Yeah.
And it is definitely a I have to say it becomes a performance art. You have to turn yourself on. Not every day do you go in there and say, boy, I'm in the mood to do this. But once you get in there, you got to hit that switch and get going.
Well, it's coming across with your enthusiasm. As I'm saying, I could see that. That's why I didn't want to say performance when you're calling it a seminar, but it is, because you're captivating the person.
Right.
I'm listening to you, and I don't know as many of these stories, but I'm definitely very much enjoying listening.
Right.
And my question is then, when you go to a library, a senior center, do they give you like we're talking about with the communism during a certain period in Hollywood.
Right.
And then you can talk about what you did before, Brigitte Bardot and
the band,
and then how that slowly came in. And then I'm sure in the 50s and the 60s, there was risky. Wasn't Here to Eternity something that was, am I wrong? There was a scene on the beach.
The sound of crashing waves. Somebody once say the sound of crashing waves was foreplay.
Something like that. I think that.
Right.
Does a person who wants you to come in actually give you a topic, or you say, listen, I'm going to come in and just talk like we're talking today, or is it more specific?
They will pick the topic out of the list of topics that I have.
As I said,
we have 40 topics to choose from. And I've been going to libraries that I've never gone to before. We're talking about me doing this for 20 years, but we also take it takes a while for your reputation to start to grow, and then people start recommending you.
Sure.
And once that happens, then I get close. So what I will do is I'll give them a series of topics to choose from. They will choose it. And I will come in and give the presentation, and we take it from there. It usually goes very well. I'm given different times. You know, when you're dealing with seniors, you're usually just given an hour. But I design these programs to go up to 90 minutes, 2 hours. So I have to cut them down very often. I have to be very selective about what footage I'm going to show, how much of it we're going to use, how much of this should be verbal, how much of it should be a visual experience.
I'm going to cut. We still have a few minutes, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows. I want to give you a phone number out.
Sure, absolutely.
Keith Crocker can be reached at 516-377-0011.
Correct.
That's 516-377-0031. I say we don't endorse anybody, but this is one of those situations. This is conversational. So this is a whole different thing. And I see the fee schedule here, which is minimal for a senior center to bring someone like you in
absolutely.
In the afternoon. You could be turned into a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they do that or not, but easily the type of event and this kind of a conversation, you could actually charge and make it a local fundraiser for their senior
Absolutely.
Center.
Absolutely. And I'm open to all sorts of, you know, I will work with people when they get in touch with me. Certain people are locked into budget and stuff, so I always told them, I'll work with you. Just talk to me. Let me know what's going on, and we take it from there. And, you know, a lot can develop from it. It's generally it's also a feeling of giving back to the community, which is funny because it's one of those type of things that hits you as you get older, as you get into your 40s and you get into your 50s, you start realizing you want to give back more and you want to know more about the people around you. So that's you know, I feel like it's definitely a good psychological thing because I've been, you know, I my background is in filmmaking. I went to New York Institute of Technology. So we talk about feelings being raised as I drove here today and I passed that campus. I really think about what a different world it was when I was going because I was a student there from 1984 through 1988. So it was just a completely different world.
I'm trying to remember Jonas Mekas?
Yes.
I remember him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's that? I don't know.
He was a filmmaker.
Oh, okay.
I was once at a talk. He said, 16 millimeter is the new medium.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, it's 35 millimeter split in half.
Right. And the reason why he said 16 millimeter is because for us independent filmmakers, that's what we worked on. My training was on film. So it's very funny now that I talk about film, but film has become something that's now considered vintage. The way things are being done, I mean, there's more people making independent projects today, but only because the equipment is affordable and it's no longer done on film. It's being done on digital or HD. And because of that, it makes it more accessible. Unfortunately, what you also get out of that is a lot of junk. In other words, there's some people producing some really good stuff, and then there's a lot of they don't even try.
Yeah, you're not having to pay for a lot of film stock.
It was paying for that stock that separated the men from the boys. I was always still very pro film. I still have a 16 millimeter camera. Like I said, my background's in filmmaking. I still occasionally will do, aside from my own projects, I'll be a director for hire. I'll come in. Somebody say, oh, I play at a club. Could you film me playing at a club?
I get you.
So
okay.
I still do work like that as well. A lot of my work is based from home. So when I get to do these programs, it's a great outing. It's a good outing because I'm dealing with a lot of people. All of a sudden, you become very social again. So,
okay.
Keep going.
Okay, we're here on 88.1 FM. Keith, I want to thank you so much because we had a wonderful, wonderful morning here. And for senior centers and for community centers, I think bringing somebody like you in would just be absolutely tremendous. This was entertaining. And I don't mean it the way it sounds. I'm really not as knowledgeable. But this was entertaining. Your enthusiasm and your energy is what would captivate an audience. And the subject matter is entertaining while educational.
Yeah.
It's two different things at the same time. It's just tremendous.
Well, I really appreciate that. It was such a pleasure being here, and you guys were great. I enjoyed the conversation, and thank you for having me. I mean, that means more than anything. Really a
terrific.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to Keith Crockett here with David and John on Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.